We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Monday, and we survived another weekend. Be thankful.
102 Jams.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock this Monday morning. It is 6:05, and the 3 Live crew is here on your radio. 102 Jams. B-Dot is here. Roxy is here. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
Bit Drank is in the building.
What's up with it? I blame D Nice.
Are you been up on the
way I feel this
on
morning.
The IG lives?
Yeah, man, the DJs had me going all weekend. D Nice especially had me drinking Hen last night.
I feel some kind of way.
Why do you feel some kind of way?
Because we've been doing these DJ parties, and then this D Nice fella gets on and has the entire world on his IG live, Virop.
You know, he just knew more famous people. That's all.
That's all, bro.
He just knew more famous people.
We were happy when 120 people was on our live.
Yeah.
100. I'm talking about, a 120, Deron. Look at us.
I clear he got the 160,000 last.
100,000 the other night, man. I'm talking about, and that was the one I was at. Everybody was in that joint. Everybody, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, everybody, any celebrity you can think of, was on the live. And then he did the same thing again last night.
Yeah. Saturday night.
You know, he just know more famous people. That's all. If you knew more famous people, then everybody would be talking about you.
Yeah. And he got way more hats than Deron.
Way more hats than, that's his thing, the hats?
He was doing hat changes throughout the whole DJ set. He was doing hat changes too.
It was super dope though, man. Like it was super dope just to see all the people just on one IG live while one person was DJing. Like, I seen like a bunch of DJs doing stuff,
yes,
like all throughout the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like every day, every hour, there was a DJ doing something, whether it was Facebook Live or IG Live. It was dope. It was dope to see music just join everybody together over the weekend.
As I really enjoyed that. Does.
As it always does. Mm-hmm. As it always does. 7 minutes after 6 now, man. We right here on radio. We here all morning, baby. Just happy to be able to get to work. Leave the house for a couple of hours.
Huh.
I really run it up.
I'm going to just keep that a buck.
I really run it up. Yeah. I really run it up. Yeah. Why move? Yeah. You say, watch out, why move?
It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. On a Monday morning, March 23rd, Ryan's birthday eve. Yep. Tomorrow, man, the big 08.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Does she understand it'll be spent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
in
yeah.
The house?
She already said, she's like, I know that the virus is here, so we're just going to do something to get the house, and then we can celebrate when the virus leaves.
Oh, good.
And I was like, nah, what we do tomorrow is what we're going to do this year.
Yeah. I was glad you kept that real with him.
Yeah.
Why?
What you mean?
Y'all not gonna double back? You can double back.
Forgot about it. Not forgot about it, but you gonna. Yeah.
She's 8. She's not gonna forget about it.
It's not gonna be the same way.
A child.
We don't want the parents gonna forget.
It's not gonna forget.
Wallet's gonna be the forget about it.
No.
Wallet's forget.
Wallet's gonna be the forgot about it.
Wallet's.
You should have shut it down when she said. You should have been like, no, baby. What we do is gonna be what we do.
Oh, that's what I told you. I said.
That's what you said.
I just told you I said that.
Oh,
I just told you I said that, baby.
Hey, bro.
No, it got broken down. And the face.
your wallet remembers what it wants from day to day.
Yeah.
You open it up, be like, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember about doing that.
Some days I just don't go to the mailbox for that very reason.
What?
No, I thought we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
She's going to get gifts, and we're going to have cake. We're going to FaceTime our friends, and they're going to get the same happy birthday.
FaceTime some celebrities for her, too, or something. Try to get a time.
Okay.
Friends is good enough.
I don't think this is right.
What do you mean?
You can double back on the birthday now.
Why would I do that?
Because.
Then I got to go and get more gifts and all of that for the double back. And then more friends over and all of that. This is, thank you, coronavirus in real life. I'm really appreciative.
Yeah.
Really held me down this year. We didn't have no big party planned. Or not. The caller said that to me last night. Said, I'm so glad I didn't plan a big party. Because you know how she usually does.
Yeah, it goes all
yeah,
out.
We didn't do that this year.
It's wallet partying right now.
I mean,
wallet
party. Eight isn't a birthday where you go all out anyway.
But you know, like a little
sleepover at the house.
No.
Where we're celebrating.
No. What is she talking about?
What do you mean? It's just virus time. Can't have a sleepover.
She talking about after.
After.
No, after going to be too far.
Did you hear me say wallets for kids?
Poor Sweet Pea.
Poor Sweet Pea. She's going to have a great birthday tomorrow on her birthday. It's going to be so awesome. I'll make sure I don't call you. No. Make sure you do not get called tomorrow. You was on the list. But nah, not anymore. It's 6:20 on March 23rd. This is 102 Jams.
I keep seeing the tweet floating around. If my job got toilet tissue, I got toilet tissue.
What's up?
Yeah. But you better watch yourself.
What's up?
Because you could end up like this man in Florida. His job had tissue. He worked at a hotel, the Marriott.
I told you what to do there.
So the security guard, you know, man in the place like a security guard does, and just sees 31 Hernancito rolling out a trash can to his car. It's like, what is he doing? Takes a bag out of the trash can, puts it in his vehicle, and the security guard sees that there's toilet paper in said trash bag. 66 rolls, now, to be exact.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you get.
He deserves everything to come.
66 rolls of toilet paper.
Embezzlement.
So what did the security guard do? Call the police. The police get there, and the guy's like, listen, I just know a lady that's poor. She's lost a job. I was trying to help her out. It wasn't enough, though. Mm-mm. He was charged with theft from a public lodging establishment, which I didn't even know was a charge.
You got a charge for everything. Theft from a public what?
Public lodging establishment, a.k.a. stealing from a hotel. I didn't even know that was a real charge, but it is, and that's what he was hit with.
Does that include the little lotions and the soap in the bathrooms?
No, they give you those.
Okay. So
they give you those.
All right.
But it probably could include things like towels.
God, I done took a towel.
If you was trying to make out with a bunch of towels or something like that.
I used to be notorious for taking pillows from the hotels I stayed at.
You took a pillow?
Notorious. Oh, man, we go out of town, I had that joint on the flight back. Absolutely. Yeah, I sure would, Bit Rock.
Well, just be glad no one ever took action.
I know that's right. Gosh, but buddy, with 60 some rolls,
66
action should be taken.
Like, what was he thinking?
Then tried to put it on that old lady who didn't even know he was coming,
knowing he was trying to hustle toilet paper in the hood.
A couple cabos and 100 dimes. Call us lot of gang. You
broke over the weekend. Senator Rand Paul did test positive for the coronavirus, Bit Rock. You saw Idris Elba's wife tested positive for the coronavirus?
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah, sort of figured that would happen. 307 cases in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Four in Guilford County, a fourth one over the weekend.
Yeah.
25 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to the 3 Live Crew on 102 JAMZ. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Say it again, Rock.
Good morning.
There you go. Two Jams, 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live Crew here, and I got a question. I want to know who's listening. Like, we're not in an era where people listen to their radios in the house, and like, it's not a lot of cars on the road.
Uh-huh. People do listen to the radio in their house.
They got little radios in their house?
They got their receiver still, and they say 102.1 on it.
No. Nobody's doing that.
Carolina Keno has a new multiplier option that gives you the chance to
visit nc529.org today.
6:30 in the morning, 43 degrees right now. Cloud. Rained overnight.
Did.
Rained overnight, man. Glad I cut my grass. Got my fertilizer out. That's all I had them wild onions growing. Going to get to a high 54. High 54. Had patches of them green onions growing.
It's chilly out there, too. Let me just tell you that right now.
You need a bowl?
No. On the roads, no accidents. We're looking fine that way. It's because there's not a lot of cars out there at all. You buckle up and drive safe.
We can grill some hot dogs. Got that chili out there. Ain't nothing like a good chili dog, boy.
That's your 102 traffic jams. Hit us up if you're listening. 336-680-1021.
Ooh, that was one little line of chili going down the middle.
While you're in the house trying not to freak out.
I'm about to lose.
Yeah. It's 633, y'all, 27 minutes away from 7 a.m. You're listening to 102 Jams 3 Live Crew.
When I see dragons going on social media, you know I like to do my research and see why. No matter who it is. Now, I saw people making little comments about Lamar Odom's soon-to-be wife, about how she's just trying to use him as a come-up. He's a project to her and whatnot. And I was like, well, why are people saying that?
Yeah.
Because from the beginning, there have been little sly comments about his soon-to-be wife, Sabrina. So I get to doing my research, and I find out that Lamar and Sabrina have announced via his Instagram that they've got a reality show that's going to be documenting their love coming to the FUBU Network.
Yeah.
Now, that's the For Us, By Us Network. But I call it the FUBU Network. Us, By Us.
FUBU Network.
Okay, because that is what it is.
That's what I'm going to call it.
They do have, like I said, the reality show coming. They're going to be documenting their love, their ups and downs. And they're just saying, you know, they want to share with people that even imperfect situations, imperfect relationships, relationships that have their ups and downs, can be happy.
Instead of saying ups and downs, can you say highs and lows just for me?
No, I'm not going to say highs and lows. I'm about to say LeBron. Lamar is not there anymore.
Oh.
But people are saying, as a result of this announcement, that they saw it coming all along, that she's been looking for a way to get on all along and spew her fitness stuff. I guess she's like a fitness guru. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
So these are just the comments that I was reading.
Yeah.
And they're just not impressed with Sabrina at all.
Mm. Damn, why they hating on Lamar and Sabrina?
Because they said, you know what? Lamar could have done this reality stuff by himself.
Yeah. Lamar already missed the real show.
Yeah.
He missed giving us the real show.
Oh, he missed giving us the real
show. Yeah. When he really followed his highs.
When he was going through.
Dang,
and lows.
Man. Oh, that would have been sad to watch.
What? That's sad to watch. A 629-pound lady rode on a mattress.
Tell her, drink.
All the way to Houston from Kansas.
Oh. Tell her, bro.
Huh? You think that wasn't sad watching that?
On a mattress.
Huh?
But that boy watched it.
Back of a van on a mattress. Woo!
It's 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7 a.m. I was just telling Rock and Drake, I'm just interested in knowing who's listening. Like, this ain't the time when people got the radios with the old box radios in the house listening to the radio. I was talking to Zay about that. He was like, people had radios in their house? I mean, shut up, boy. That sounds stupid sometimes. Just say stupid. So, yes, they did. Believe it or not, Isaiah, that was a time when there were no television.
Yes.
And people would sit around the radio. And listen to their favorite shows. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. He could.
I had to close that boy's mouth. I'm just sitting there, just jaw dropped. Just, wow, for
real? He couldn't believe it.
But we're not there anymore. And just like you said, Roxy, like, it's not a lot of cars out on the road.
No, not at all.
Like, I mean, you can really tell. You know how you can tell there ain't no cars on the road? Because gas ain't nothing but a nickel a gallon. Gas is ridiculously, it's ridiculously low. Because they know ain't nobody using it, B-Rock.
You sound like you complaining about that.
I know. What are you talking about?
No, I'm fine as a patron, as somebody who's doing a lot of traveling out here.
Yeah.
But God knows, like, it's a hustle. It's a hustle.
What's a hustle?
The gas station. They could have been had it down to a nickel a gallon. I saw one 161 or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have stopped and got at least 5 on 6. Okay, if I
just
had
to get
3, 4.
What? Just to get it.
Gotta
just
get in on that $1.06. Yeah. Gotta get on that $1.06 there, guy.
So we just want to know who's listening, man. Who out there is checking us out this morning? Good morning.
What's going on, man?
What's up, family?
Ain't nothing.
I just wanted to let y'all know somebody out here listening to y'all, man. I'm doing this paper route out here in Burlington.
Okay.
My man getting the paper out.
Still got to get the papers out there.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, one more thing, too. We're running the moving company out here. Burlington, Greensboro, High Point, pretty much central North Carolina area. I know we're supposed to be shut down, but we're still going, helping everybody else.
Nice.
Last minute.
Say no more. Appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Good morning.
What's going on, Three Lives?
What's happening, folks?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work.
Mm. Where you work at, bro?
Texas Team.
Dang, you got one of the essential jobs?
Nah.
My man, but
Texas P still open.
I just bought something the other day. I appreciate you.
And I bought some of the Texas P seasoning, the little seasoned dust. I didn't even know they had that.
What? Hot sauce dust?
Slap, bro.
Slap.
That's hot
slap.
Sauce slap. Dust?
Hot sauce dust, bro. I put that on my smothered pork chops all this weekend. Good God Almighty.
Put that on your popcorn. See what happened to you.
Ooh, the popcorn. I didn't even think about that right there.
Whoa.
Put it with the butter, and then put that dust on my face.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. You turn me up.
Yeah, go on over there, man. We need that Texas Pete in this time of need.
Man,
hey,
as long as the stores are still open, man, we're still selling Texas Pete.
I feel you.
Dang, that's what's up. All right, be safe out there, folks.
Easy.
You know everybody been waiting on that, baby.
In 13 minutes, it will be 7 a.m. It's 6:47. You're listening to the Three Live Crew right here on 102 Jams.
Drake's fans were very, very worried about him after it was announced that Kevin Durant had coronavirus, because days before there were pictures of Drake hanging out with Kevin Durant. Mm. So, of course, they were all like, well, what's up, Drake? Like, are you good? You straight? And sources were saying that he had self-quarantined, but he had not taken a test for coronavirus at that point. Well, now he has. And on Instagram Live with his dad, he revealed the results of his coronavirus test.
You know, I had to do a test the other day, huh?
What, the corona?
Yeah, I had to do a test. But it came back negative, though. But, yo, that test is uncomfortable, though. They put that Q-tip all the way in inside your thoughts and shit.
I saw that. Yeah.
I saw that.
So it was negative.
Wait a minute. How you got to do the corona test? Like a STD test?
No. They do the flu test. They stick a Q-tip up your nose.
Oh, up your nose joint.
To you.
I thought it was in your throat.
I thought it was like strep.
Like, have you ever had a strep test?
No, but I know what you're talking about when they have to swab the inside of your joint.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ah. I know that flu test go up in your nose.
Yeah.
The regular, yeah, they, whoo. When he say, touch your thoughts.
I don't know. I have never seen. I've never seen it.
Yeah, touch that your right thoughts. There.
Now that's annoying.
Make you jump, almost want to punch the nurse.
Yeah, but you know, now people are starting to say it's like a conspiracy, because, you know, the doctors are really strict on who can get tested and who can't.
Yeah.
But they're like, wow, how is all these celebrities just getting tested then?
I was going to say that to you, too. A lot of people are upset with that. The celebrities are really just...
Like, y'all tested whole basketball teams and carrying on.
Yeah, but we got to have a note from my doctor saying that we got these high symptoms, et cetera, et cetera. Like, yeah. Money. Yeah.
Money. Dang. Your jersey ain't worth nothing. Your little
11 minutes to man. 7, y'all.
Your jersey worth.
One oh two jams, Three Live Crew rocking with you on this. What's today? Monday? Lost my train
what
of thought.
What you mean what's today?
Roxy, there's tons of people out there that don't know what the day is now.
Because they've been in the house.
I've been in the house.
For 11 days straight.
I've been in the house.
You have not.
I'm talking about, I feel like I've been in the house 11 days straight.
Oh, my gosh.
I do. And, Roxy, and.
I hate to see y'all a few weeks down the road.
I learned the Savage Dance, Rock. I did it. I posted it on my Instagram. You ain't seen it?
No.
Chris was on there when I was doing it. You wasn't watching with Chris?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. James came over to the crib this weekend.
Okay.
And he was cooking smothered pork chops and acting like an auntie. And he taught me how to do the Savage Joint. I put it on the Three Live Crew page this morning.
Okay, yes, I would like to see that.
Yeah, I did that.
I would like to see that.
I'm also just waiting for my phone call, Bit Rock.
To?
From...
from
my landlord. A lot of people getting phone calls from their landlords telling them that they couldn't rent.
What you need to do is pay your rent, which I'm sure you've already paid for the month.
Yeah, I did for March, but I'm hoping that, okay, I get some leniency.
No, you're not. Your landlord hears you still at work. What do you need the leniency for?
I mean,
he hears you right now.
I just feel like if landlords across the country are giving, you know, $100
a month. To people that need it.
I need it. I need it. Listen, Rob, what's not fair is all these companies are going to be going and asking for these bailouts. What about the bailout for me? What about me, the little person? Why can't I get a bailout? Why can't I get a month $100 rent?
They was trying to give you $2,000. The Democrats blocked it from what I see here.
Did the Dems block it, Rob?
Yeah, the Dems blocked it. I saw hashtag Democrats are destroying America and hashtag wow. Nancy chokes while Americans go broke trending on Twitter. And I got to doing some research.
Hey, if you're ever in doubt, go to Twitter, man. I'm telling you, man. Twitter is the best app. I'm serious. Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Only cause I pay her. Roxanne. In North Carolina, Big Rod, do you know the biggest county to have the coronavirus right now?
Is it Wake?
Mecklenburg.
Oh, Mecklenburg?
Then? Oh, man, they heavy. And they say that half of the, almost half of the coronavirus positives are ages 20 to 39 in Charlotte.
Dang.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Told my mama last night wasn't coming home for a while.
That boy will get away from anywhere he think the coronavirus might be.
Yeah. It's down there, down in the city.
All the hottest jams you heard on 102 is brought to you by RZA.
At participating Wendy's.
Here for you.
Yeah, we are. 3 live on your radio. Good morning.
102 Jams.
I'm on that cash.
102 Jams. 3 live crew on your radio. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Monday morning.
Hashtag Kanye West is canceled. Hashtag Kim Kardashian is canceled. Was floating around on Twitter the other day. And it all stems back to this feud between Kanye West and Taylor Swift that I'm just sick of.
I thought we had moved on past all of this.
That I thought we had as well. And when I saw that it was about they beef, I was like, wait a minute. So we're not done with this.
I thought we was done.
We really are not done with this. So remember back in 2016, I know you don't because I didn't. Kanye West, he dropped the song Famous. And in the song, he says, I feel like Taylor might still owe me sex. Why? I made that be famous. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember all the drama around that?
Yes,
and then he dropped it, Taylor Swift was like, he never told me that line was going to be in the song. Then Kim Kardashian dropped or leaked a conversation between Kanye West and Taylor Swift where he was telling her about the song. So everybody was like, Taylor, you're lying.
Yeah, I remember we canceled Taylor for that.
Yeah, we were done with Taylor after that because we was like, oh, you are just full of
it. Yeah.
Well, it would appear now that Kim Kardashian dropped an edited version of their conversation. Because, yes, Kanye did mention putting a line in the song, but he didn't tell Taylor the full line as it was in the song. And so now Taylor Swift fans are just mad all over again.
So my next single, it has a very controversial line at the beginning of the song about you.
What does it say?
Okay. So it's gonna go Eminem a little bit. So can you brace yourself for a second?
Well, is it gonna be mean?
No, I don't think it's mean.
Okay, then let me hear it.
Okay, and now it's like my wife's favorite line.
Okay.
So it says, to all my South Side that know me best, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
That's not mean.
Okay.
I need to think about it because I just need to, like, you know, you hear something for the first time and you just need to think about it.
Yeah.
Because it is absolutely crazy. I'm glad it's not mean, though. It doesn't feel mean. But, like, oh my god, the buildup you gave it, I thought it was going to be like that stupid, dumb, like, but it's not.
So what's the problem again?
The problem is he does say that line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. But then in the actual song, there's another part where he says, why I made that be famous. Mm. So Taylor Swift fans are saying that Kanye and Kim, or Kim specifically, when she dropped that audio of the phone call, like she edited certain things out to make it sound like Kanye had told her everything that was said, really when he didn't. And what I'm saying is, I don't really care.
Yeah.
This was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the two of them going back and forth. Yeah. I'm just over it.
Can't even pretend like I don't want it again. New relationship, too. It's just what you do. Think about it.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock. People just really don't know what to do with themselves in this whole pandemic shutdown. Some people just jumping clearly outside themselves and just doing things that just
What are you referring to?
I'm about to say, what are you trying to say? If you got something to say, say it. You doing all this dancing and high stepping? What you got to say?
Ooh. Here comes the hot stepper.
Mirror that rock. Roxy building a deck.
First of all, no. That's not my project.
Oh no.
Oh, that's not.
My project is the garden. I'm starting a garden.
Starting it.
Yes.
What items are you gonna have in your garden?
I think I wanna. You know what? I don't wanna share with you.
No, I'm sorry. Please.
You know I'm not sharing with you.
I'm interested.
Cause you know what? You're not interested. You wanna sit over there and hate. But it's all.
I'm not
good.
Hating.
It's all
How
good.
How am I hating?
I'm telling you now, Roxy. By the end of May, you better have a garden.
See, look at my boy. The time is on it now. My boy.
Yeah, because you said, I'm saying, my man got a tie. He put the time on. You said how long before you actually have a garden?
I'm anxious to see it.
Well, no, I'm going to use the flowers that have already bloomed. So it's going to be like immediate. I don't have time for seeds. You got to start that in the winter. I ain't got time for seeds.
Oh, wait. So this is a garden. This is a floral garden.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have food in your garden.
No.
See, that's where I was thinking.
Oh, you thought I was doing vegetables and things jumping, like that.
I thought you were going to be Cam Jr.
No.
Oh, you're going to have some petunias.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a floral garden.
Yeah, this is going to be in the front or the back?
It's going to be in the front.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have
it's
some begonias.
It's about to look real nice.
You want some begonias up there.
Yeah, we had these ugly bushes out in the front.
Yeah, pull them.
Got them pulled up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got them pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just ready for my garden area. It's an exciting time.
It looks like it. Don't know what to do over there with yourself, do you, Rob? The boys out there playing basketball, working on basketball drills and stuff. Drake, my girl over there has nothing.
Feeling left out.
Bro, she has nothing.
I'm going to have my garden.
That boy Chris
That's
stole
what
JJ.
Have.
JJ just don't want to do nothing but play basketball.
And I don't think she going to really have a garden, because probably after a glass or two of wine, she going to be like, I'm going to come back and do this.
Bro, shears and gloves going to be right there in the front of the yard.
Yep.
One oh two jams, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 live on your radio. Earlier we were just talking about the cases of the coronavirus that they have in North Carolina. It is up to 307 cases in North Carolina, 4 of those in Guilford County. Good morning.
With the corona test, because I work in the medical field, they put it down your throat.
They put it down your throat like strep.
Yes, sir.
Make you throw up, stick it down, like almost make you go, like that?
Yeah.
It's worse than, like, you know how you got to put the plastic thing on your tongue to say,
Yeah.
It's worse than that.
Oof.
Hey, the regular flu test, does it go up your nose, though?
The regular flu test go up your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one right there, man, that joint is annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had 3 positive at our office.
Dang, now y'all making me wonder, did Drake get the right test?
Hold on.
So y'all had almost all of them. All the cases.
Pretty much.
Dang.
We had two employees and one patient.
Where y'all at?
We at Bethany Medical Center.
Right there. That's the joint up the street where that's the one I went to.
With
Dr. Ryan.
Yeah.
So how we know the 4 that's confirmed is the these other three different ones? Are these included in the four?
No, they included in the four.
Oh, these included because you got to report them.
There's three of the four.
There's three of the four right there at Bethany. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Doc, you went over there to Bethany?
Yeah.
Excuse me, y'all.
Not recently.
Not recently.
This was a while ago.
Dang, so wait a minute. So how are y'all still able to go to work? They ain't shut down y'all's whole building?
No, we have to wear masks every day.
Yeah, no, this is medical.
Yeah,
they got to still go to work.
But when the employees got it and the patients.
The one that got it go, and the rest of y'all work until you got it.
Correct.
They front line. They don't get to go home. Doctors, nurses, medical professionals, they are front line.
Yeah.
But it's clearly an outbreak at that location, right? They got to go through and do a cleaning or something, no?
They did. Yeah, I'm about to say they did.
The room that the patient that got positive in, you have to close down the room for 3 hours and then clean it. And so we're not using that room anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
All right, praying for y'all.
My boy said it's clearly an outbreak.
Yo.
Three people is not an outbreak. How many people work there?
It's four that they've got in the county, Roxy.
How many people work there?
It's about 75 of us in that office.
Yeah.
That's not a lot, Rock. I appreciate you. Three ain't a lot.
Right.
Truck. 102 Jams, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. And I know, like for Zay, it's the first day that they actually have to start doing online work. Ryan got to start doing her packets and stuff. And I'm really interested in how parents are putting these schedules together. Drain, you got a schedule for Sinaja? You just letting her just go and do what she want to do, however she want to do.
Just making sure it get done.
Same with you, Rock? No specific times for JJ to do no schoolwork, just whenever it gets done?
Yeah.
Definitely during the day. You're not going all day just waiting until the evening.
Frozen folded eggs and barely there bake in America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast.
To learn all about it, visit nc529.org today.
7:32 in the morning, 7:32, and we back to a little chilly weather. Back to the chill, y'all. Huh? 43, going to be a high 54. Going to rain in between that afternoon, like late morning. Early afternoon hours, 60-something percent.
Hey, man, my girl got to get out there and do a garden, man.
Shut up.
Whoa.
I'm trying to work out.
Dang.
Don't you need to mind your business?
Y'all are real nosy. You ain't getting that garden.
I got all my stuff ready.
What stuff you got, Rob?
What you got ready?
In Greensboro, it's an accident on I-40 westbound at Wendover Avenue, exit 214 on the off-ramp to Wendover. And it's something on the road right there at Gay City Boulevard, north of I-40 at Meadowview Road. And in Winston-Salem, Patterson Avenue at Akron Drive, Sheraton Street, there's an accident there. Other than that, we're good. Hopefully that rain will hold up so my girl can get out there and get her garden together.
You got one of them mini shovels? One of them little small mini shovels?
I have a shovel.
A handheld one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you got a little one. So you're down on your knees.
You can just real quick.
No.
You got shears?
She's not serious.
Yes.
You got gloves?
Yes.
Are you going to repot them or you just going to sit the pots in the...
You got flowers already?
No, they said I need to just sit them in there.
Yeah. Sit the pots in the dirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You excited?
Yes.
I think it's kind of dope a little bit, but I am going to give you hell about it. But I think it's dope.
Sanitize and vibe.
Back to back and we gonna fill them up with vibes.
This is a man's world.
It's 7:36 and you're listening to 102 Jams. Good morning.
We ain't been quarantined that long and it's not going well for this couple here.
Are you serious?
Chick writes in, she says, me and my boyfriend don't live together, but we decided to quarantine together since we're both not working right now. And this Negro is getting on my nerves. Everything about him starting to aggravate me. He's messy, lazy, and just really annoying me right now, LOL. Is this a sign we need to break up when this is all over?
Dang. I feel like she's being a little bit unfair with the lazy when she's doing it. There's no work or nothing going on right now, so there's no need for him to be doing anything.
But
so I feel like
game.
That one's a little unfair. That one's a little unfair.
Now with the messy
and all that,
That's probably where the lazy comes in, though, because if you're messy and you're not cleaning up behind yourself, then that could come off as a bit lazy.
what she has to understand is she is quarantining with a with not a single man, but a man that lives by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we live by ourselves. We have our own pace of doing things.
Here we go.
I'm just telling you the reals, Big Rock.
Hey, you're not going to mold this man in this quarantine
not
virus
this,
period.
Not
you're
this period. Not,
you need more living together to mold that man.
This ain't the final product, sis.
No.
This is the you're getting the living by himself, no one to answer to version of your boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're getting right now. And I know you don't like that. But listen, that boy don't care about nothing as long as his cable on. He got a Wi-Fi signal, and them controllers is filled with energy.
And hey, Dot, he's not gonna conform to what she's saying anyway, because he knows at the end of this quarantine, he's going back to his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this said no. Tell her no.
Are they at her house? Are they at her house?
I don't know. I feel like they're at her house.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they're at his house. I think they're at her house. Really?
Yeah.
Dang, I'm interested.
I'll ask her.
Yeah. See about that. But just
what girlfriend to do that.
What, go over to a man's crib for the quarantine? For the quarantine?
You know, every girlfriend be like, oh, no, you come over here.
Fact.
Because she already know. She done been over there before. That's why she really worried about it. She ain't worried about it till now because she said, I don't stay there. She go over there, but I'm going, I ain't, yeah, whatever. That's his house. But now he over there with her doing the same stuff he do at his house.
Leaving this bowl of cereal with the milk still in the bowl on the living room table joint.
Yeah.
Mm.
She got a little sweat mark from the glass he had the Kool-Aid in.
Mm.
Ain't had no coaster.
See? Nah, don't judge him off this, sis.
All on it. Yeah, yeah.
102 Jams, 7:45. And we're just trying to see who all out there working, man. Who's listening? How you listening? We're talking earlier about, you know, some folks been calling up saying they listen on their phones in the house. So nobody has a radio anymore. Except for Drankins, maybe, with his DVD VCR combo.
VCR combo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, he keeps vintage stuff. You got a radio too, bro?
Nah.
No? I had a radio, but it don't work no more. It's downstairs in my man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you always have the radio when you got your phone.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because the app.
I guess you're right, Big Rock. Then mm-hmm. You got folks in the car, they're on their way to work and stuff. If you're on your way to work, where are you working at? Good morning. Who's hollering at us?
I was calling because I'm listening to y'all.
What's up, Mama? Where you at?
In Burlington.
You listening? You in the car? You headed somewhere or are you at the house?
I'm working. I do a newspaper route.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your job can keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Need
That's
them papers.
That's all right.
Yep.
Need them papers. Well, appreciate you for keeping us locked, Mama.
All right, thanks.
It's just interesting to see what are defined as essential jobs. Like Carla, she's still having to work, and like her company is coming, she's doing construction.
Mm-hmm.
So like construction, they're still out there working. Then mm-hmm. You got, of course, the newspapers, of course, radio, things of that nature. It's just interesting. What about you?
Good morning, 102.
What's up, baby?
Hey.
Hey, y'all. Just letting y'all know I'm out here on the road on my way to work.
Where you work at?
I do security.
Okay.
Where at?
So, for National General.
Okay.
What's that, tax plate?
No, that's the insurance company.
Oh, insurance company. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dang, so
while they at home, working from home, we secure their building.
Dang, for real?
Right.
Dang, I guess y'all are essential, though.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, be safe out there, Mama.
All right, y'all too.
Tracy DSS just hit me up and said, we working, listen on my way in at Wake Health in High Point.
Okay, what's up, Tracy?
Big shout to Tracy out there. Big shout to everybody that's got to get it in. Let's go.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
One oh two jams, 10 minutes, and it'll be 8:00. Three live crews right here on your radio. Big shout to everybody on those roads headed to work. There's a lot more people working than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot more people working than I thought, man. Folks is calling up like, yo, I'm out here working. Okay, workforce. We out here, workforce. 10 minutes, y'all. It'll be 8:00. Good morning.
If there was one celebrity that I would think, you know what? She doesn't have a mean bone in her body. I would think it was Ellen.
Yeah.
Like you see Ellen, on her talk show. You just see her on her social media. You think she's so nice. You think she's so kind.
Yeah, she has dance-offs and stuff.
But child, she is right now on social media being described as one of the meanest people alive. Mm. Now, a comedian, Kevin Porter, he kicked it off. And he tweeted, right now, all we need is a little kindness. You know, like Ellen DeGeneres is always talking about. She's also notoriously one of the meanest people alive. Respond to this with the most insane stories you've heard about Ellen being mean, and I'll match every one with $2 to the LA Food Bank. And people got to comment under that post and telling mean stories about Ellen or telling stories about Ellen being mean. Yes. Yes, like one person says that she had a friend that wrote for the Ellen Show for 2 years and she was never acknowledged by Ellen, like at all. Like Ellen will walk down the hallway and just act like she doesn't see any of her employees. Mm. Another guy said that she, quote, has a sensitive nose, so everyone must chew gum from a bowl outside her office before talking to her. And if she thinks you smell that day, you have to go home and shower. Mm. Another person says, my friend once waited on Ellen and she threw a plate of salmon in his face because it wasn't what she ordered. Mm. And I just can't imagine these things being true. Wow.
I can.
You can?
You can?
Really?
Yeah.
Stuff like that from Ellen?
Yeah.
It's like when you found out Bob Saget curse heavy. Yeah. And he was the dad on Full House. He was just so nice.
When you found out Bill was drugging women.
That's a little different, Roxy. None of these are illegal. You went total illegal. He's in jail right now.
Or when Jussie Smollett said,
Big Rock, I got two good news stories for you during this coronavirus.
Let me hear.
Number one, thousands of people in New York have signed up for foster animals so that the animals don't have to sit in shelters during the crisis.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Second story. There's a couple in New York that didn't want to wait to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So they stood right there on the street while a friend officiated from the window of his fourth floor apartment, Big Rock, and a few other friends watched from a distance or from their car.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Hey, people making it work during this situation,
yeah.
Big Rock.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
I like both of those.
4 minutes, y'all. It'll be 8 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams.
Order online at duckdonuts.com.
Here for you.
Yep. We even on your iPhone, your smart speakers, all that.
102 Jams.
Osama bin.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. Right here on 102 Jams. Today is 3-2-3.
I know you got a lot of time on your hands, but look here, don't be doing it for the gram just because you're quarantined for the coronavirus. It'll backfire on you.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Now, in Jersey, they got a quarantine curfew up there.
Yes.
Huh? But people in this neighborhood, they were just all out. Just out, everybody in the hood out. So the police had to come over there and, you know, try to get everybody. Just go back inside.
Yes.
Oh, this guy here, he wants to do it for the gram.
Y'all might as well call extra backup. They talking about clear this up. We ain't going nowhere. This is our hood. Y'all ain't run nothing down here.
Yo, let's go.
We ain't going nowhere. It's over for that. We ain't going nowhere. Y'all might as well can that. We out here. We set. Man, don't tell me what to do. This is my hood. This is my hood. This is my hood.
Yeah, if we my hood.
Talk about, I ain't
gotta
shut up. You don't run nothing out here.
Now, tough ain't he, Rock?
I feel like it's going
Rock,
somewhere.
Tough ain't he? Out there, Roxy, I don't know that young man's name, but he must have ran afoul of the law at some point.
Uh-huh.
Because right after that video, it was him, a microphone. I don't know why they had the deaf translator right there, the sign language person right there for him. But then to the other side of him was an officer. And he was standing in front of a camera, in front of people, and he was giving this message.
I just did it for Instagram because, you know, everybody go for the ground now. But this is no games. This coronavirus is serious. None of that on that video was real. Like, I wasn't threatening nobody. I wasn't doing nothing. It was just for Instagram.
Yeah.
And I apologize for that.
And you apologize. God,
anybody that
signing him.
looked at it any type of way, I apologize. I mean, just for Instagram, for clout.
And you apologize. Just for clout. I apologize.
Roxy, they must have got his information, his name. So yeah, like you said earlier, to Roxy, there's a charge for everything.
Yeah,
there's a charge for everything.
I'm glad that ended like it did.
He was talking big-ish.
Yeah.
They talking about clear this up. We ain't going nowhere. This is our hood. Yeah. Y'all ain't run nothing down here.
Yeah.
Yo, let's go.
2 hours later.
Yes.
Because, you know, everybody's going for the ground now, but this is no...
Or the Rover. I put some ice on you because you got a cold heart. I know
It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on 102 Jams. 3 Live Crew says, what up?
Judge Dot, Judge Drank, I need you to put your robes on because we have Tekashi 6ix9ine in the courtroom today.
What up, Tekashi?
He's being sued by Jane Doe, and she wants $150 million. Mm. Now, Jane Doe is the said victim of a stray bullet that she was on the receiving end of. I'm sorry, I feel like one of the judges is biased already. So I'm just going to talk to Judge Drake.
No, I feel like both judges are biased.
What? How? What am I?
He's not over there making faces and carrying on.
Oh, he already know what you know.
You're making faces and carrying on.
Tekashi going to get the hardest sentence ever from that dude. But carry on, I'm listening.
I'm fair.
All right, she says that she was at a video shoot on July 16th, 2018. And she says that while she was at that video shoot, Tekashi pulled up and she found out that members of the 9Trey gang that had kidnapped him a few weeks earlier were there. And so he ordered a hit out on them. And he told people, just open fire, shoot everybody. And like I said, she was hit by a stray bullet. Now, we do know that she was hit by a stray bullet because she testified in Tekashi's trial. And she asked for Tekashi to give her an apology, which he did. He told her that he was sorry for what happened to her that day.
Mm-hmm.
But she says his apology is not enough.
Oh, it wasn't.
Because when she was hit in her left foot by that stray bullet, she fell, hurt her back. Couldn't go to work. She was working at a retail store selling clothes. But she said she had aspirations to do more than that. She wanted to join the police academy. And now she's got back problems and she can't do that. Judge Drank, I didn't say she had a limp. She just has back problems.
But the bullet hit in her foot.
Okay. So she wants $150 million from Tekashi. Now, before you make your decision, Tekashi's lawyer has responded. Now, he says that, you know, she's making these claims that Tekashi ordered the shooting because he had been kidnapped, but her dates don't quite match.
Hello.
The video shoot that she's referring to was on the 16th of July, and the kidnapping didn't go down to the 22nd of July.
Hello.
The lawyer goes on to say that it was not Tekashi that ordered the shooting. It was his manager, Shoddy.
Hello.
And the lawyer says that she's just coming after Tekashi because Tekashi is the one with the money. He says when really she should be going after Shoddy.
Hello.
Judge Dot, how do you rule?
Oh, throw that thing on out of here. Yeah, you can get that thing on out of my courtroom right now. You cannot prove that Tekashi ordered said hit. Our lawyer said a Shoddy ordered said hit, sweetheart. You asked for an apology from Tekashi, you got an apology from Tekashi, and that's as far as it's going to go. We do apologize for everything that happened to you that night, and good luck to you at the police academy. Judge Drank.
So the dates didn't match up at all?
No. The kidnapping happened after this incident at the video shoot.
But it was at his video shoot.
It was at a video shoot.
He trying to find a way to pin it on my man.
I was ready to get that girl for $75
million. Keep in mind, he did apologize.
He did apologize, though.
For what happened at the shoot.
In court, he apologized. And now that's at least worth $5 million.
Oh, my God.
Now, for pain and suffering.
Oh my God!
She would have went to the police academy, made captain. She would have been.
So you're gonna talk to him because I'm biased.
May have even made chief.
You know what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got drip on the floor and it's getting.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here on your radio. And we got you locked down, man. We are your coronavirus info headquarters. Anything you want to know, we can definitely answer those questions or point you in the right direction. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy, we in this thing. Good morning. They said Emma had no pre-existing conditions. She was diagnosed with pneumonia on March 15th and tested positive for the coronavirus on Friday in Atlanta. She's 12 years old and fighting for her life after testing positive for the coronavirus. Breakfast now. Yep. It's serious, man. This favorite. Is serious.
They just 102 don't know jams. It yet. We're talking fresh cracked eggs on every breakfast sandwich, fam.
We'll be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily.
You heard that, didn't you, people? 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. 8:30 in the morning. 43 degrees out there. Cloudy. It's going to rain.
It's cold, too.
We're going to get up to 54.
From the weather is where we've been having to go out there and feel that. That thing kind of feel like you need to throw a daggone scarf on.
Friday, we get up to 80.
Again? Yeah. I don't like the way we're getting all these beautiful weekends that we can't do nothing with. It's a disabled vehicle in Winston-Salem on Peters Creek Parkway at West Academy Street. Other than that, we're looking all right out there. I like it. She won on two traffic jams.
You can do something with it.
What you can do with it?
Sit your ass down in the house.
Wash your hands.
Did you wash your hands?
My boy Settler Blue out here in these streets delivering water to the folks, Big Rock.
I like that, LeBlue.
I do.
Hey, drop me off a case up
water
here.
Now.
Got a message here. Can you give a shout out to the truck drivers? The truck drivers is out there working.
Hey, they always rocking with us too.
Yeah,
let me get a case drivers? Of that LeBlue.
Yeah. Let's see. My boy's still trying to get his LeBlue over
that
there.
That LeBlanc.
That boy don't mind asking for it.
Sure don't. Anybody got a little spare biscuit?
You don't mind begging
by,
either.
You passing by 68?
Since we own that.
Oh, hey, here we go.
The Waffle House right there. If y'all could deliver. That would be amazing.
They might be doing that right now.
They might
be doing that right now. Call them.
I'm going to call that Waffle House down there. Lady hit me in my DM, said school's still open. So some 12-month employees are still working. Data managers, administrative staff, custodians, teacher assistants, and ISS and ALC teachers. I'm listening to y'all in my office. I'm in Winston at the Winston Upside County. I'm like, thanks, for real?
Excuse me.
I didn't realize that.
Can you go back? You said three letters that, you said ISS?
Yeah. Why would the ISS teachers be there?
What we do?
Because ain't nobody in school suspension.
What?
This is true.
She said, really? I was like, I didn't think school was open. Y'all using the internet to teach the kids there? And she was like, the teachers all got to go home as of last Tuesday, all the teachers. The rest of us have the option to work from home as long as we can prove every day that we have 8 hours worth of work. Otherwise, they will dock our time.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So basically what they're saying is, let me go on in this school so they can make sure I got my 8.
I'm here.
And I will sit there and watch Netflix.
I will sit there
for these whole 8 hours. What's the problem? Oh, good morning.
I say, yeah, we out here working. My job still got us working as well.
Where you work at?
I work for GFL, the trucking company. We deliver trash, pick up trash and all that.
Okay.
I deliver trash cans. So it's kind of hectic with my job just due to because I got to pick up trash cans what got missed pickups. And we don't know who has got corona, so we don't know what trash cans is good or not good. But they still got us doing.
Yeah, the trucking company is one of those companies that's definitely essential, man. Like, y'all definitely going to have to work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Definitely due to the trash. You know, we can't have trash pack up on people.
Absolutely.
Definitely if they got the corona.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Appreciate you.
Y'all be safe this morning. Keep them hands clean.
Will do. You do the same. You don't like them saying it referring to it as the corona, bro.
Just hearing people say, yeah, man, people might have that corona. Yeah. It just make me laugh.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
I work at Yokonet 911, just getting off and listening to the live station in the city.
Hey, okay. Appreciate you, mama, for sure.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Hey, you do the same, mama.
Appreciate
be good.
You,
get some
boo.
Rest.
Yeah.
Thinking about my grandmama and I got the number one record that he threw. And I be too busy doing me to see what he do new.
8:40, y'all, 20 minutes, and it'll be 9 a.m. Drank said we need to be more like Russia.
Yeah, Russia unleashed 500 lines on the streets to ensure that people stayed indoors.
Are you serious?
I don't know. No, but just I don't the know. Thought of it. is hilarious.
But it makes me laugh. Of
hey, nobody released lines. Nobody.
You don't know where they at either?
You don't know where they at?
Oh, you staying in the house.
You don't know where they at?
You look out, you see a lion walking down the street, dog.
That can't be true.
Hey, I wish it was. And in my mind, it is.
They can let go five lions around here.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You ain't doing nothing.
Nothing.
What the hell?
Nothing. Because if I can't see all five of them at one time.
If I can't see all five.
Woo, I don't know where they at. Good morning. What's up, baby?
Yes, I'm out here still working too. We gotta make sure our clients are straight. I do mental health support.
Mental health support?
Yes.
Okay, and you in what city you in?
I live in Greensboro, but I work in Danville.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yep. Hey, gotta get it in, mama.
Yeah, you gotta go do it.
Hey, definitely praying for y'all, sweetheart.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta go up there to the group home, do your notes.
Good morning, Shut up. I can't imagine having to do no notes. What's up?
What's going on, 102?
What's up with you?
Hey.
Not a whole lot, man. I just wanted to tell you, no Mountain Park spring water. I hit delivering water, too.
My boy got that Mountain Park spring water.
Uh-oh, he's set banging. He said, we delivering, too.
What's up? We out here, too.
That spring water.
Shoot, who need a case?
I take a case of that.
Who need a case?
Shoot.
Hey, yes,
get it in, bro.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
No doubt, same here.
Flip, buddy.
Ryan played her first game of Uno this weekend, Big Rock.
How's she do?
It was great because she got put in a situation where she had to pluck because she didn't have a color or a number that was down.
Uh-huh.
So she had to pluck like six cards in a row. She was super sad. And Zay was over there all confident, just talking a bunch of trash.
Mm-hmm.
And then from nowhere, Zay had called Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan had threw the reverse down.
Mm-hmm.
So it came back to me. And I had a hand swap after Zay had just gave me the blank card and made me pluck 30. So I had all these cards in my hand, and it was reversed, and I hit Zay with the hand swap.
And you took his one card.
And Uno and changed the color to red and won. And me and Ryan rejoiced so much, and Zay was so mad. I think he cursed. I got it on my IG page. I think he might have said the F word, but I let him live because he was so crushed. I just knew he was about to win, man. It was the best feeling ever.
Games will teach your kids stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You get a good game in with your kids. Uno, Monopoly. Yeah. Get games
Monopoly
in with
especially.
And let me tell you, and beat them.
Yes.
And beat them. Don't let them win.
No, I'm a firm believer in beating them.
JJ has almost shed tears over Uno. Do you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Right when he think he was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Draw four. Yeah. And we played Jenga. And Ryan was bragging to me how she had never lost in Jenga.
Lost that day.
Finally has an L on her record.
Teach your kids.
That's the way I'm teaching during this during this pandemic.
Them is good lessons you giving. Them is good lessons.
Thank you. And we started watching Black-ish. I had a Black-ish episode where they was playing Monopoly.
Didn't I tell you that was a good episode?
Yo, Roxy.
Didn't I tell you that was a good episode?
While I was watching it, I was like, I couldn't remember who told me to watch it, but it makes total sense now that it was you.
Such a good show,
when
man.
He kicked his wife off the team and made her go to the other. I knew it was all going to go bad for him, Rock. I knew it was all go. That boy didn't have no money left.
Nothing.
That woman say, he ruined my life, but there's no other person I'd rather have as a Monopoly player. Black is just A-OK, man. 11 minutes to 9, y'all.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps.
8 minutes and it'll be 9 o'clock, y'all. 3 live on your radio. Scraping the bottom of the barrel for you this morning. Hey, I do want to ask y'all this. How much money do you think Tom Brady gonna have to pay Chris Godwin to get that number 12, though, so he can wear number 12 for the Bucks? Or you think Chris Godwin should just give it to him?
No, you got to pay for your number.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I've been rocking this 12.
What you think? Because you Tom Brady, I'm just supposed to give you this?
I remember when Chris told me about the story between him and Nerlens Noel when he got to Oklahoma City, and Nerlens Noel had number 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, CP has to wear number 3.
Nerlens gives that up.
How much did he pay?
I'll tell y'all off the mic.
He did. Okay. I ain't going to ask no more questions.
Nerlens was tripping at first. And then 7 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. 3 live on your radio.
$12 million.
What? No. Usually, Rock, you pay something like, you know, 10, 15, 25 grand. Million? Something grand.
Oh,
something
grand?
Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They don't jump up there in the millions?
No, they don't jump up there in the millions. They don't jump up there in the millions.
Because they still got to be teammates after, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Still got to be teammates, huh?
Yeah. But Chris Godwin says, listen, he don't mind giving up 12 to 12. Like, that's 12. That's the GOAT. It's no problem. What do you think the first thing was that Tom Brady asked for when he realized that he was going to the Bucs? What do you think the first thing he asked his coach for?
Can I have a clue? What do they ask for? I don't know what they ask for.
Tickets to Universal Studios.
But Universal Studios not even in Tampa Bay.
Oh, it's in Orlando.
Yes.
Is it something football related?
Yes, it is something football related.
He asked for the playbook.
Oof, that was a very good answer, Roxy.
A locker off to itself.
He asked to meet his receivers.
Woo, Rock! He asked for the phone numbers for all of his wide receivers, Big Rock. Look at my girl, Rock. I was talking to James this weekend. He was talking about a female. He was like, but she don't know as much sports as Rock. I said, look at that. Look at my girl.
I was
Rock.
His gauge.
He was his gauge.
Right.
That's wrong.
Now that's all right. I'm somebody's gauge.
Yes. He may not just have anybody else to gauge.
Shut up.
Shut up. Drinking.
I don't think he has anybody else to gauge. So many times I don't know what to believe.
That is not supposed to be playing right there. The baby always coming out trying to daggone make his mute. We're not listening to you right now, the baby.
Back at it.
We listen to DJ Lil Vegas. Show him, babe.
102 Jams.
102 Jams. Three Live Crew, your radio, man. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. And yes, we out here, man. We out here having a good time. I got, one of my homegirls got mad at me over the weekend.
Because
she was having a yacht party in the midst of the coronavirus. And I just told her that wasn't a good play. Like, and she was like, you know, I have one of the jobs that are operable in this situation. And if I'm able to make some money, I'm going to make some money. And she was saying, you know, she was having yacht parties. And I just was like, dang, man. Like, I actually had to unfollow a DJ I was following.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had actually was at a 2-6 in Tennessee. And at the 2-6, DMX pulled up to the 2-6, and he was in there rapping and carrying on. I'm like, yo, y'all are really still having parties. I wish I could have told Governor Cooper on.
You do realize some places, police are pulling up and arresting people.
As they should, right?
I believe a couple in New York got arrested for having a wedding.
Mm, dang. That's savage. Now, see, that right there angers me. When people are trying to get married, when they get arrested, but then you got these fools that are 2-6.
At a 2-6. Where was the police then?
Facts. I don't like it, man. I don't like the irresponsibility from folks, man. I don't. But what are you going to do, man?
I saw flies around here after the whole, you know.
You ain't seen no fly. Not for this past weekend, you didn't.
Not this past weekend, but last week.
Yeah, last week. That's fair. Folks were still,
we were in the midst of it.
It was still like you were
like
there
you could
or you
still
weren't.
Do like 100 people gatherings and
yeah.
stuff like that.
So we were still like at this point, Drank, if you're going out into high volume areas to party and have fun, I'm not talking about the grocery store, essential spots.
Right.
But if you're going places to congregate in big numbers at this point, you're just a freaking moron.
Yeah.
You're an imbecile at this point. And that's just that. Back to you, Vegas.
So now, got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going to take.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio. Good morning to everybody. Hello.
Smell that? Of course. And of realtors. That's who we are.
Yes, you are realtors.
Mm.
You don't have to be a real, like you got to keep it real to be a realtor. Just let you know that.
Mm.
You can be just as fake as you want to be, but you're a good realtor. 9:30.
Mm.
9:30 to 40. You've never thought about that.
I want my realtor to keep it real.
But you don't have to be. You don't have to keep it real to be real. 43. The real, just call
they
it the name.
They do kind of have to keep it real.
Thank you, Rob.
They do kind of have to keep it real.
Yeah,
they
sure.
Do. Well, how they do people, don't a lot is on the line.
Well, how do some of these people end up in the situations they in?
Because they don't pay their rent.
Off the situations like what?
That's you, the realtor's fault?
You hear about bad stuff all the time going on with houses and stuff.
Like what?
People got into a house, it was bad, they didn't know about it, it was this, it was that.
Now my boy out on the ledge.
That's the truth.
My boy on the ledge with it, that's the truth. Pushing him.
So you mean to tell me that every realtor out there keeps
it real? My boy gonna fight on the ledge. If you think for 1 second that my boy just gonna jump into the ocean,
every nope. Realtor don't
my
keep
boy gonna
it real.
Stand on that ledge and fight to the end. All
right.
Fight it, boy. All
right.
Fight it, Drizzle.
43. 54 be the high.
Come it's on, girl. Ledge going to poke you to the edge.
It's going to rain.
With JJ
y'all
questions.
Go out there and believe. Watch. With this year, y'all going to meet somebody. They're going to be like, man, this realtor shafted me, shamed me on it. I'm telling y'all, all of them don't keep it real. Y'all acting like that, all right.
Why you mad at us?
I ain't mad at you. I just wait for it to come back later on. They'll be like, yeah, remember Drake was talking about that?
Now he wishing bad fortune on
it's
my girl.
I know.
It's coming. Bang. It's coming. It's coming.
I hope your realtor kept it real with you, Rob.
She had a great realtor.
Did you? What's her name?
Yana.
Big shout to Yana keeping it real out there.
Kept it real.
That's what. So I was hollering
at
my boy.
We in a great situation.
Ash before a minute, he was keeping it real.
Yeah.
Man, every realtor that I didn't really talk to, my folks, Lorraine,
mine was
he was
good
keeping
too.
It real.
Mine was good too. I was just
so
saying,
three out of three keeping it real?
Yeah, three out of three keeping it real.
And so what they're saying, it ain't a fourth out there that ain't. You know, my realtor was good. Now he a sex doctor. That's the truth.
Give an elbow daps.
Forgive me if I don't shake hands.
102 Jams, it is free for all final hour on this Monday. What's on your mind?
This thing with this coronavirus, man, these rich people are making a lot of money off of this, man.
There's a lot of people making a lot of money off of this.
Rich people making money, like Trump and people like that got money like that. They're making a lot of money off of this. By Trump saying that he's going to give all of us money and then make the Democrats kind of stop it, that made him look good in a lot of people's eyes. So don't be surprised if Trump wins by this stunt right here. Because now everybody look at the Democrat like, oh, y'all forgetting about us. Y'all ain't doing us dirty. Trump trying to give us money. But what you going to do with $1,000 in 1 month? Everything closed?
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather not have no bills and let it be until nobody got to spend their money or do nothing. But you're going to give me $1,000. So I'm going to do $1,000, give me some heavy, some loud, that's it.
Well, give me yours then. Yeah. Now I'm sick of seeing people acting like they just don't want $1,000. Well, give me yours.
I trust me. $1,000 don't do nothing for me. I'll be honest with you.
Good, then give me yours.
So you could have mine.
So
what you gonna do with it?
So $1,000 wouldn't do nothing for you at all?
Trey,
not for me and my family. Not when, see, a person that be in the street, hanging out, and doing him, yes, $1,000 is lovely. But
okay.
A person that pays bills,
okay.
Cars, and
okay.
Takes care of his kids,
okay.
$1,000 ain't gonna do nothing.
Okay, I do all that too. Now, I'm gonna tell you what that'll do for me. $1,000 would help me pay off something I got on my credit report right now that'll boost my credit score. So that'll do a lot for me.
And $1,000 will pay 3 months of my car note. $1,000 will pay 4 months of my car insurance.
Yeah.
$1,000 will pay 4 months of Duke Power for me.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you're talking about, but look, we got people talking about they cannot go to work or do none of that. You want to give them $1,000? Come on now. Let's just shut down
I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about the fact that you saying you can't use, like, $1,000 wouldn't do nothing for you. That's what's blowing our mind.
Yeah, that's what's an
accurate. Yeah, you know, we need more than that. We need more than $1,000 a month. You live with $1,000 a month and still pay bills? Come on.
Yeah.
Back to back, and we gonna fill them up with vibes.
102 Jams, good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on what the guy on the radio was just talking about. Where basically, it sounded like he was saying that he wasn't much interested in receiving $1,000.
Take us off speakerphone, babe, so we can understand you.
I wanted to comment on what the guy was saying about the $1,000, kind of making it seem like he wasn't much interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
understand kind of what he was saying, because I know the doctor that I work with, he was expecting the effects of this coronavirus to affect his personal business for at least the next year, year and a half. If people aren't going to be working for that amount of time, what is $1,000 going to do when you're looking at a year of income lost?
I wasn't speaking to that fact, man. I mean, you put it like that. I mean, it'll still help. $1,000 will still help. But
yeah, that's what we were saying.
I completely agree. That 1 month's rent that I can definitely use. I appreciate that.
And he was saying $1,000 wouldn't do nothing for me. And that's what we were debating right there. Like, come on, dude. You're sitting up here talking about $1,000 ain't enough. $1,000 will do something for everybody.
Man.
Yeah, like,
could we all use more? Yes.
Absolutely.
And when you're not working and you're looking down the line, you're like, I mean, how far is this going to take me? But it's still something.
To say it's nothing was inaccurate.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. I called off on the wrong note.
Let me ask you too. You just said if I'm looking at long term unemployment, what's $1,000 gonna do for me? So you saying that you wouldn't, it's like, forget the $1,000. I don't want it, so it's not gonna do nothing for me. No way.
No.
Well, not to say it's not gonna do anything for me. What I'm saying is $1,000 isn't gonna make a big difference. If, like me personally, I know this past Friday I got word that my doctor's office was only going to be seeing people via telephone and via online chat. That means that all the people that work inside of his office that are not a provider or a nurse practitioner were out of work. And we don't know how long that's going to last. The way he estimated it is this is a change that could last for the next year, year and a half at the very least. That's a long time for $1,000 to have to last.
And it's not going to last that.
Hell no.
Of course not.
And I don't think that's anybody's thinking.
It will definitely help cushion some of the finances during that time.
Yeah, in that moment, absolutely. Like, I understand what you're saying too. You're not saying I couldn't use $1,000. You're just saying, like, in the grand scheme of things, $1,000 is going to be gone so fast.
Yeah.
Like,
which is true.
Yeah, wouldn't even totally have time that. To
yeah, that's
it.
True.
I'm still worrying about how late next month will get paid.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
From what I remember, was it just supposed to be a one-time deal with the checks?
I think it was going
to
be $2,000.
Mm. Yeah, that ain't
is what
nothing.
I've been seeing.
That ain't doing nothing if you're talking
like
about a
year
and a half.
Like 2 one-time payments, yeah, of $1,000.
Well, I do got to get off the phone, but I did want to take a second to say that I appreciate y'all promoting all the information and the accuracy. And of course, promoting the social distancing. We can't get enough of that going on right now. So keep doing a great job, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Absolutely. And good luck, girl.
Yep.
No
I hear
problem.
That you're upset.
It. Y'all have a good one.
Are you crying? Are you upset right now?
I'm not upset. I'm just a little emotional. I mean, the coronavirus is taking a toll on everybody.
Yeah.
It is. It definitely is.
Yeah.
Definitely praying for you.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Y'all keep y'all heads up. Keep the information coming. We appreciate y'all.
No doubt, baby. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that on the $1,000 check.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I was under the impression that you didn't have to worry about like mortgage, utilities, and stuff like that when you got it.
Well, what you using $1,000 for? What's $1,000 for?
Yeah, I mean, just for like food and everything else.
I mean, but y'all like people. It's funny how people just keep talking about the utilities and the mortgage slash rent. Like,
I ain't heard nobody around here say
bills.
Nothing like that yet.
But like, those the only two bills. You know how many other bills I got?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought everybody else would be considering what's going on with the numbers. Like, all this other stuff is not an immediate need. It's just like food and stuff like that to keep you going on.
You would like to think so. I mean, you would like to think so, but you would like to think that landlords are going to let people get their rent free and stuff like that. But I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, right. True.
Like nothing federal has come down about people not having to pay mortgage and rent and stuff like that.
Correct.
All of these things that you're hearing, like about utility companies and companies like that, it's all at their discretion.
Yeah.
And they're not saying you don't have to pay. They're just saying right now we see what's going on. We see a lot of people aren't working, so we're not doing any disconnections. We will work with people, but they are not saying we're gonna forgive.
Not one.
these balances. They're just working with people right now. So at a point, it's going to have to be paid.
...102 Jams is 9:54, man. 6 minutes till 10 o'clock. Three live on your radio, and we'll be right back. 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, God willing.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.